Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office. You may be exercising, or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. If you know someone who's depressed, please resolve never to ask them why. Depression isn't a straightforward response to a bad situation. Depression is just like a weather. Stephen Fry, a very famous British actor and a writer, says this. Depression is not as straightforward as a toothache. We can say, I have a toothache, and people would understand it. But you can't say, my heart's broken or I'm feeling low. People will not understand you. Or rather, they start judging you. Now ask someone who has battled depression. They would say things like they were in a constant low mood, hopelessness, tiredness, constant tiredness, but no amount of sleep would help, ready to cry at any moment, and club it with anxiety. Oh, we're talking hell on earth. Now they say they'd look happy, but were never happy. Want friends, but wouldn't want to socialize. Want to be alone, but not lonely. Fear of failure, but no urge to be productive. They say it's feeling everything at once, then feeling paralyzingly numb. Now, can you imagine yourself in one of those shoes even for a moment? It's not a place where any one of us would ever want to be in. People like you and I are battling depression, and why are we not ready to act? Why do we turn a blind eye to these issues? Studies suggest that as harmless as keeping in touch with people who suffer with mental illnesses render us subject to ridicule. It's time that we rethink what's important and change the discourse around mental health. We all need to take a stand together in this fight against stigma. According to WHO, the World Health Organization, depression is a very common mental health disorder, with about 300 million people suffering worldwide across all ages. More women are affected by it than men, and at its worst, it leads to suicide. Now, mind you, it's not your usual bad moods. Recent trend that is seen generally is people who have bad mood, they read up about it online, and often the symptoms of depression and bad mood are quite similar. Low on energy or avoiding social contact, etc. So they start thinking it is depression that they're suffering from and just go down the rabbit hole. It doesn't mean that we are all doing it, but sadly, people self-diagnose and tend to think it's depression. Please seek professional help and refrain from self-diagnosis. Internet is good if you know how to use it. Now, there's more than one problem to the whole thing. If stigma is one thing that is killing us, then there is a lack of trained professionals, which is linked to stigma again. And that's a huge concern. First, there is about 80% of people who suffer with one form or the other don't go seek help because of stigma. And then there is only 0.301 of psychiatrists and 0.047 of psychologists for every 100,000 patients, according to Youth Ki Awaaz. To add to this abysmally low availability of professional help, each consultation costs about upwards of 1,000 rupees. Now, how can any young adult who started to earn their daily bread afford such high costs? The Mental Health Act 2017 includes provisions for the registration of mental health-related institutions and for the regulation of the sector. These measures include the necessity of setting up mental health establishments across the country to ensure that no person with mental illness will have to travel far for treatment, as well as the creation of Mental Health Review Board, which will act as a regulatory body. Although this law came in force in 2018, it'll take time for the government to set up mental health institutions across the country. Students at medical colleges don't even consider becoming psychiatrists due to the stigma and the misconception that the films have created. Don't we know people who think that if we go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, they might think we are crazy and put us in mental asylum or give us shock treatments? Now, shock treatments are true. They've been banned, though. Now, where do you think that they got this idea that if you visit a psychiatrist for depression or even as harmless as dyslexia, that these doctors would give us shock treatments? I would tell you from where. Remember those movies where psychiatrist is shown as someone who's demented, can read minds, Hannibal Lecter, where the psychiatrist puts an innocent person into mental asylums, Marvel movie comics or DC movie villains? Many studies have been conducted to educate people that the art is responsible in distorting public's opinion on these professionals who are there to help us get better mentally. There is a deluge of negative fictional characters in the movies, and it all leads us to understand that public is very impressionable with art forms, and it is each and everyone's responsibility to exercise theirs with care. Well, the general consensus is that the psychiatrist is mad. In all fairness, we don't expect our heart doctors to have a heart condition or eye doctors to be blind. And people with mental health disorders are not mad or crazy. Let's change the narrative. According to the Human Rights Watch, only 0.06% of India's health budget is devoted to mental health, and we don't need data or studies to tell us that this budget is insufficient. Steps need to be taken by the government as well in order to improve the awareness, penetrate masses with mental health benefits, and working towards reducing the stigma. Everyone in the chain needs to work towards improving the status quo. Recently, I'd signed a petition on a change.org for improving MHD, mental health disorder, and suicide awareness. Now, sadly, this petition was an aftermath of a young life lost to death due to suicide. Other major change to the archaic Mental Health Act 1987 in Mental Health Act 2017 includes one very important step towards destigmatizing suicide. The Mental Health Care Act 2017 aims at decriminalizing the attempt to commit suicide by seeking to ensure that the individuals who have attempted suicide are offered opportunities for rehabilitation from the government as opposed to being tried or punished for the attempt. Hence, it is no more acceptable to say committed suicide. It is not a crime. We all need to be proactive rather than reactive. Let's strive for better mental health in India and in general. Talk about it at every opportunity. I do think we spend a lot of time in gossips, though there is nothing wrong in it, but we should include these topics that are sensitive in our gossips from time to time. Let's start caring for our fellow humans. Let's make this world a better place. Thank you and take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.